In the seventh month, in the 1 20th day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedech, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, saith the Lord, and work. For I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you, fear ye not. Everybody say amen to the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I just want to preach to you for just a few minutes on staying strong in the struggle. Staying strong in the struggle. Amen. This chapter is very important because it was a transitional time in the history of Israel. We know based on what we read in verse number 3 that their old temple had been destroyed by a previous attack of the enemy, that there had been a captivity, a disruption in their history, and now there's an attempt to rebuild the temple. And things are going quite well, except for the fact that many of them who were older, especially that had seen this previous temple, the one in the past, and saw how glorious it was, and they have these memories of how it was. Amen. They're struggling. They are having a bit of a difficulty putting it in perspective. Because it doesn't seem like it's going to be, and it's not even done yet, it's not completely built yet. In fact, we think that probably the foundation had been laid, maybe as we say, the floor had been poured, the floor had been laid, the foundation is laid, maybe the walls are starting to get up, And in their perspective, in the way that they're looking at things, it just doesn't look like it's going to be as big as the old temple was. It doesn't look like it's going to be near as glorious as the old temple was. And there's lots of things in their perspective that is a little bit out of focus. And God even hears the things that they are saying behind the scene. Can I tell you tonight, God always hears what we say behind the scene. Even if human ears don't hear, He hears. It would behoove us to be careful the things that we say. And when it comes to being critical of things regarding God's work, we need to be especially careful because God knows, God sees, God is aware, and God is still involved. Amen. It's still His work. Amen. Amen. And so we've got to be careful what we say about what we see. Here they are saying, and God says, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory, and how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Amen. In other words, God, I believe, is saying to them, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're saying. I know what you think you see. And your thoughts are, it's just not like it used to be. It's just not like it once was. And the possibility is it'll never be like the former glory, like the good old days, like we remember it way back when. And the reality is, it's probably not going to be like it once was. I'm speaking of their situation, and I'm speaking of our situation here tonight. The reality is, things do change. Things have happened. And we're all very conscious and aware of that. And so God begins to speak through this prophet Haggai. He speaks to him and he says, I want you to go and speak to Zerubbabel. Amen. He's the governor of Judah. So we're talking about leadership here. Speak to the leadership and say this. And while you're at it, speak to the preacher, the priest. Let the priest know. So let the leaders know. Let the preachers know. And let all of the people know. Everyone is included in this message. The leaders, the preachers, the people, the residue. God wants Haggai to bring a message to them. Amen. And it is this. Be strong, O Zerubbabel. Amen. Saith the Lord. And be strong, O Joshua. And be strong, all ye people. Praise God. From the top down, amen, from right to left, from front to back, leadership, preachers, and people, God wants to say, be strong, be strong, be strong. I believe that in the midst of their struggle, God spoke to them just in a nick of time. I want you to be strong. There's no quitting now. There's no giving up now. There's no going back now. It's important for us to realize, amen, how we must be strong in our focus. And actually, there's four things, and let me just address what I think was the first thing. They were getting tired, many of them, especially the workers, while some were even critical of the way this was going, and they didn't really, think that it was all that great. There was still a work that was being done, and some were beginning to feel the fatigue, the weariness of their work. And so while they're fighting this fatigue, God says, be strong, be strong, be strong. Amen. We are all feeling a certain amount of weariness with what is happening in the world. We're feeling a little weariness, or at least let me say I am a little weariness with all of this political turmoil in the land, and it's a distraction to us, and I'll come back to that in just a moment. And maybe we've been a little bit worn down and wearied by all of the transitional things here that have happened at Union Road and are happening, and we're ready to move forward, and things seem like they're bogged down and a little bit slow, and where do we go from here? First of all, amen, let's not get worn out. Let's not get weary. Amen. Let's not stop working. We can't give up now. Amen. There's never a good time to quit church, but this would be a terrible time to quit church. Amen. I believe that God has this in mind when he speaks to them who are tired and fatigued and just want to quit and give up. Don't give up. Don't quit now. Leaders, don't quit. Preachers, don't quit. People, don't quit. Amen. The struggle of our fatigue, God is addressing by reminding us to be strong. Thank God. Amen. All through the Bible, we get these recommendations of strength that come from him. In the New Testament book of Ephesians chapter 6, that great chapter about the armor of the Lord, putting on the armor of the Lord. He says in verse 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Not by our strength, not by our might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. We're going to be strong because he's going to make us strong. He's going to give us the strength and the ability. So even though we're a little weary, a little tired, and there might be a pull upon us in our impatience, I want to say to the church, be strong in the Lord. Amen. We need to be strong not only because of our struggle with fatigue, but our struggle with fear. There's lots of uncertainty. We don't know how everything's going to work out. We don't know how it's all going to go. Amen. There are some fearful things that are happening in our world, dangerous things. There's a spirit of deception that is at work in our world. Amen. There are many things that has children of God, as Pentecostal people who see and are aware of things happening around us, if we're not careful, we could be shaken with the same sense of fear that the world is feeling. But that is not God's will for us. Amen. Be strong, be strong, be strong. Even in our struggle with fear, the fear of trouble, the fear of failure, the fear of uncertainty. We don't know, amen, what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. Praise God. And then this third thing is probably the most important thing that I wanted to get to tonight is this struggle with focus. Amen. This struggle with focus, the ability to just pay attention to the moment, to be aware of what is happening right now. Amen. We are so easily distracted by so many things and the disruptions of our everyday life. But here we're speaking of this problem that we have to always be trying to compare the present with how it was in the past, or worried about how it's going to be in the future, and take our focus on how it is right here, right now. Amen. I believe that God is doing this in his speech, or his speaking to the prophet Haggai, to give a speech to the leaders of the land and the preacher of the day and the people who are at work. And he told them, amen, you need to just focus on what is happening right now. Focus on the work that is at hand. To realize this, first of all, amen, our focus on the work starts with our focus on our God. Amen. The work of God, amen, needs to be remembered that it's still about the God of the work. This work for God is about the God of the work. And maybe they had forgotten about God working in their life and God still being available to them. Something was going on because the Lord is almost like reintroducing himself to the people. He says to them in verse number 4, "Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord. And be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedek, the high priest. And be strong, all you people of the land, saith the Lord. And work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts." In chapter 2, verse 7, he says again, "I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts." In verse 9, "the Lord of hosts." Verse 11, "the Lord of hosts." He is reintroducing himself to the people and reminding the people, "I'm still God. I'm still Lord. I'm still the Lord of the armies of heaven. I'm the powerful God. I'm the mighty God." Now, hey, everybody, amen. Let's have a little focus here. Everybody, pull your thoughts together and remember who he is and what he does. He's still in control. This is his church. He's still the chief cornerstone. Amen. We're doing a work for him because he is him. Praise God. This is his kingdom, and we want his will to be done on planet Earth. Amen. And so the Lord says to them, "I am with you. I am with you." Verse 5, "According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not." I didn't quote that portion earlier when I was talking about our struggle with fear, but there's God's answer. Don't be afraid. Fear ye not. Amen. When we're struggling with fear, we need to hear God say, "Fear ye not. Don't be afraid. I've got this." Amen. But when we're talking about our struggle with focus here, and I just want to tell you that God says, "My spirit remaineth among you." The Holy Ghost has been proving himself to us over several weekends now. He's been reminding us, amen, he's still amongst us. He's still here. He's still moving. Somebody say, praise God. Thank you, Lord. He hasn't forgotten us. He hasn't forsaken us. He has proven himself over and over and over again. He's still on the throne. He's still involved. And he is still working in our midst. I am among you, saith the Lord. And so he says, work, work. Amen, for I am with you. We're running out of time, church. We know that the reminders of the end times are all around about us. What we are going to do for the Lord, we need to do now. We need to be dwelling not so much on how things once were or how it used to be. And while we are continually made aware of the fact that we don't have a permanent pastor here yet, and this temporary pastor is always having to run back to Illinois and is, you know, gone more than he's here, and nobody's more aware of that than I am. Hello. Amen. And here we are. We're going to leave in the morning. We're going back out of town again. This time it was on the calendar all year long. So here's the report part that I told you about before I started preaching. Amen. My wife has had this on the calendar for all year, because Ladies Retreat is what she's done. Her and Sister Tricia High, co-directors, founders of the Ladies Retreat in Branson, Missouri, where they often had nearly 300 ladies show up for the conference, and so I promised her that she could go as long as she wanted to go. So I'm going to take her, but that means we're going to be absent, and it makes us aware of the fact that we don't have a permanent pastor here. And some of you have ongoing needs. You need a counselor. You need somebody to talk with. You need somebody to be directing, you know, through all of the upcoming activities. And guess what? Amen. The pastor is going to come pretty soon. It's just a few more weeks, and I believe that there's going to be a return to a sense of normalcy. Though it's still going to be a matter of us not falling into the trap of comparison of how it used to be. Amen. How it used to be. Amen. We all know this, and I mean this with all due respect. I am not the same personality as Brother Hurst. We know that Brother Kenneth Cruz is not going to be the same as Brother Hurst. And while we love and cherish the memories, we cannot allow ourselves to be bogged down and trapped in this sense of comparison. Amen. Or we will always think that it's never going to be good again. It's never going to be glorious again. We can't have revival again if we can't move on forward and focus on the fact that God is still on the throne. He still knows where we're at. Amen. And he said he's still moving amongst us. And he has proven that to us. I believe in the God of revival. I believe we can have revival, but we've got to stay focused on the fact that God said, work, 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 for I am with you. Somebody lift a hand and say, praise the Lord. Amen. Let's stand together, and we'll close with this fourth thing, the struggle of our faith. Amen. The struggle of our faith, this personal battle that we might have, always wondering where God is, and, you know, why he's allowed us to go through the difficult times that we've gone through. And the reality is, amen, he says, I am with you. My spirit remains. My promises are still true. Be strong. In the struggle, be strong. Look up. Remember. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some time ago, somebody sent me this, and I liked it. It's, I guess, a poem in one sense of the word, but it's not a rhyming poem. It's just a beautiful essay, I guess, that somebody wrote. It's called I Am. A woman one day was praying, and in her desperation, she said, who are you, God? And his reply was, I am. But who is I am? She asked. And he replied, I am that I am. I am all that you need. I am holy. I am love. I am peace. I am grace. I am the creator. I am the comforter. I am strength. I am power. I am shelter. I am safety. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the beginning. I am the ending. I am, amen, the author. I am the finisher. Woo, praise God. The woman said, oh, I understand now, but who am I? And he answered, you, my child, are mine. Praise God. Isn't that enough? If he is who he is, I'm glad to know that I belong to him. Hallelujah. He's got this, church. He's still in control. We're not quitting now. We're not giving up now. We're not turning back now. We're going to keep going forward. We're going to keep working, and we're going to keep believing in the God who is the God called I Am. And by the way, I read that, and I felt compelled to add a little bit of my own words to it, Brother Brad. Amen. And I said, I am his property, bought and redeemed by his blood. I am his creation and formed in his image. I am his son born into his family. I am his servant. I am his citizen. I am his sheep, and I graze in his pasture. I am a peculiar person. Amen. Praise God. But peculiar meaning special, redeemed, and belonging to him. I am a priest. I am a king. Amen. I am a workman that needeth not be ashamed. And I am a soldier in the army of the Lord. Church, let's stay focused on the facts here. Let's stay focused on what is truly true and what is right and what it is real. He will never leave us and never forsake us. And he told us here through the Old Testament prophet Haggai, I am with you right now. Glory to God. Lift your hands and praise him for his word. Thank you, Jesus. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It's not by strength, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Let's let the Holy Ghost continue to move. The singers have a song for us, Sister Tricia, if you'll lead us in something here. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads one more time. We've had a wonderful, wonderful time of prayer around the altar tonight. Brother Cruz made an altar call in the midst of the altar call. But I'm going to ask one more time if there's somebody who may feel like you need to respond to this call of God to you. To be strong in the struggle. If you need extra prayer tonight, step out in this closing song and let us pray together and ask the Lord to help us. But right now, amen, let's worship him, let's wait on him, and absorb into your spirit some of that strength that God wants to give you tonight before you go home. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
When the new day begins, Lord, your mercies are new again. How my heart overflows with thanks to my King. When the night closes in, I'm so grateful you are my friend. You never leave, Lord, I believe, Lord, I believe. All your promises are true. I will lift up mine eyes to you. You're all that I need. By faith I can see. promises are true. I will lift up mine eyes to you when my heart starts to fail. Lord, your strength will prevail, and all you have said you will do. Your promises are true. And all you have said you will do, your promises are true.
Let's close with a word of prayer tonight. Lord, we thank you for all that you did in this service. And while the structure of it was different, we're grateful for that, Lord, because you've moved in many special ways. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us now as we go into our busy week, whatever that may entail, that you would give each and every one the strength that they need to keep moving forward, keep trusting you. Give us the strength that we need, Lord, to do our work. Lord, we pray that you would help us, God, to fight back against the forces of hell all around about us, and to believe that you are the strength of our life. In Jesus' name, praise God. Amen. Shake hands with one another. Lord willing, we'll see you next Sunday. Keep trusting in the Lord.